From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Brock here. July 24th, game day. Five stories worth your 8 minutes. First one's a story. Let's get into it. First, from The Guardian Sport. Socceroos star Christian Volpato allegedly tests positive for cocaine during roadside test. Christian Volpato, the 22-year-old Australian forward, is back in the headlines for all the wrong reasons. He was stopped twice for speeding on Anzac Bridge in Sydney, with the second stop resulting in a roadside test that allegedly showed cocaine in his system. Volpato was driving a BMW coupe at 109 km/h in a 60 km/h zone, more than 50 km/h over the speed limit. This is a serious situation for the Socceroos star, who was one of Australia's breakout players in the 2026 World Cup. Next. Second, from MMA Fighting, UFC Abu Dhabi weigh-in video, Ankalaev vs. Guskov. So I just watched the weigh-ins for UFC Abu Dhabi, and it's a stacked card. Ankalaev, the former light heavyweight champ, is taking on Guskov in the main event. Ankalaev's coming off a loss to Alex Pereira, but he's still ranked number 3 in the light heavyweight division and number 17 pound for pound. Guskov's a rising star, currently number 12 in the rankings. The co-main event's a flyweight bout between Steve Erceg and Ramazan Tamirov. Neither guy can weigh more than 126 pounds, so we should see a good matchup there. The rest of the main card's looking solid too, with Islam Dulatov taking on Wellington Turman and Magomed Zainikov facing Damian Zepetki. The preliminary card's got some interesting matchups as well. Valter Walker's going up against Thomas Peterson and Dustin Jacoby's facing Mohamed Saidov. Santiago Ponzinibbio's taking on Sam Patterson, and Ismael Bonfim's got a fight against Axel Sola. The whole card's looking like it's going to be a wild ride. Up next, third, from Awful Announcing, Barstool Sports scores 0 points on Family Feud. So Barstool Sports got destroyed on Celebrity Family Feud, losing 543-0 to the family of Dallas Mavericks star Cooper Flagg. Team Barstool, which included Dave Portnoy, Ryan Whitney, and others, just couldn't get anything going. They scored 0 points, had 0 steals, and it was a pretty rough night for them. At one point, Portnoy gave a pretty awkward answer to a question, saying Big Dak when asked what a player might have that a regular guy might not. Host Steve Harvey was speechless and even walked over to apologize to Cooper's mom. The Flagg family, on the other hand, dominated the game and even won $25,000 for a charity in the bonus round. They just cruised through the whole thing, and it was a big win for them. Barstool Sports is already joking about the loss on social media, but it's clear they got outplayed. And then, fourth, from PFT Alt. Cardinals OL Isaiah Adams practices despite his recent arrest. Isaiah Adams, Cardinals offensive lineman, took part in the team's first training camp practice despite facing 4 weapons charges after his recent arrest in Canada. Coach Mike LaFleur chose not to comment on Adams' legal trouble, instead focusing on the player's well-being and performance at practice. LaFleur mentioned that Adams is doing well and it was good to see him on the field. Adams' attorney has maintained that he's completely innocent in this matter, which is still under investigation. The incident led to the arrest of 3 other people, including 2 charged with possession of fentanyl with intent to distribute. Next, fifth, from PFT Alt. Broncos OLB Nick Bonito. I still have a lot of room to grow in my game. Broncos outside linebacker Nick Bonito made 13.5 sacks in 2024 and finished 9th in Defensive Player of the Year voting. In 2025, he had 14 sacks and was 4th in Defensive Player of the Year voting. He expects a similar jump from 2025 to 2026, but likely sees even more attention from the opponent. Up next, 6th from PFT Alt. Myles Garrett's Cleveland home is on the market for $2.1 million. Myles Garrett's Cleveland home is up for sale, but it's not a sign he's leaving the area just yet. He was traded to the Rams just 2 months ago, so it's possible he's just looking to upgrade or downsize in his new city. The 4,300-square-foot house in Wadsworth, Ohio, sits on 2 acres and has 5 bedrooms and 6 bathrooms. Built in 2018, it's a solid investment. But if Garrett's looking to replicate it in L.A., he'll likely need to shell out a lot more cash. No word on whether the house comes with his infamous quarterback graveyard. And then, 7th, from The Guardian Sport. Gina Rinehart offers bonuses for Australian swimming medals as funding gap exposed. Gina Rinehart is offering some serious cash bonuses for Australian swimmers who bring home medals. We're talking $30,000 for a world record and $20,000 for a gold medal. This is on top of the $5,000 each team member gets from Commonwealth Games Australia. Kyle Chalmers, the freestyle king, is welcoming the potential windfalls, and it's a big deal for the Dolphin squad, especially with some high-profile athletes dropping out of the Glasgow 2026 Games. Rinehart's bonuses are the same ones that were offered at the 2024 Paris Olympics, so it's a nice incentive for the swimmers to take part. Next, 8th from PFT Alt, Mike LaFleur. Paris Johnson Josh Sweat landing on PUP list is just maintenance. Mike LaFleur says the Cardinals are just being cautious with Paris Johnson and Josh Sweat, who landed on the PUP list due to knee issues. He describes their situations as maintenance and expects them back soon. LaFleur notes that Paris Johnson is honestly nothing and will be back before you know it. Josh Sweat is also in good spirits and feeling good, according to LaFleur. The Cardinals will keep a close eye on both players over the next few days before reassessing their status. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.